The search continues today for millionaire adventurer Steve Fawcett. His single-engine plane went missing Monday over Nevada. He was reportedly scouting locations for an attempt at a new land speed record. Fawcett set his sights on making world records, and he racked up a lot of them. He was perhaps best known for being the first person to fly around the world solo in a balloon. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
Steve Fawcett once claimed that he wasn't really all that special.
Well, no, I'm not super anything. And in fact, maybe that's why people are personally interested in me, because I'm really pretty close to normal.
Maybe, if your definition of normal means being willing to throw yourself to the mercy of the winds. In 2002, Fawcett went whizzing around the world in a tiny, bright yellow capsule tethered to a balloon. He spent 2 weeks riding the winds, sometimes just a few hundred feet above the ocean, sometimes at 200 miles per hour, for around 20,000 miles.
It's a clear night up above. I can see the stars, but there's cloud cover down below.
As he neared the finish line, just south of Australia, Fawcett spoke to his supporters by satellite phone.
It's enormous relief and satisfaction because I put everything into this, all of my efforts, all of my skills.
He'd failed 5 times before. Once, in a nasty thunderstorm, he plummeted over 5 miles down into the Coral Sea. But long before that incident, Fawcett said he was used to things going wrong.
I enjoy what I'm doing, and I'm willing to take both the good and the bad that comes with it.
Even when he was failing, he was setting records in ballooning. And when he wasn't ballooning, he was setting other kinds of records in boats, gliders, jets.
Global Flyer, 1 mile final, runway 17.
Virgin Global Flyer, 101, third land, runway 17.
In 2005, Fawcett flew a small airplane called the Virgin Global Flyer around the world. He did it alone, without refueling or stopping. He landed in Kansas to a cheering crowd.
Well, that was something I wanted to do for a long time. It's a major ambition, and I had the good fortune of getting the right people to associate it with it. And I'm a really lucky guy now. Thank you.
If he had been doing this in the 1930s, school children would know his name.
Bob Vanderlinden is a curator at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum, which houses Fawcett's balloon capsule and the Global Flyer. He says Fawcett's exploits put him in the grand tradition of historic adventurers. But what's different about Fawcett is that he's always trying something new.
You name it, he's attempted to set a record. Shoot, he's even driven dog sleds.
Fawcett also swam the English Channel and climbed some of the world's highest mountains. Steve Fawcett's first career was in financial trading. He reportedly earned millions. That seems to have set him free to do what he loved, to become, as he once put it, an adventure sportsman.
A month or so ago, he set a sailplane record for distance and speed. He was preparing for an attempt to break the world absolute speed record for the automobile.
And Bob Vanderlinden says just about a week ago, he got a call from Fawcett. The sportsman wanted to get back some of the equipment he'd given to the museum. He said he just wasn't done with it yet. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.